This is JIS News. Coming up, new budget to be tabled on April 14. Foreign Affairs Ministry continues dialogue with Trinidad and Tobago, and government looking to extend support under NYS and JAMVAT. The details after this message.
Landowners, attorneys at law, real estate agents, listen up. The National Land Agency, NLA, has increased fees for certain land transactions. This is the first time fees are being increased in over 20 years as the NLA works to serve you even better. Applications for first registration and the transfer of property for value will be exempt from the increases. To get more information, contact the National Land Agency at 750-5263 or visit nla.gov.jm.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw will table the estimates of expenditure in the House of Representatives on Thursday, April 14. The estimates will outline how much the government plans to spend to run the country for the 2016-2017 fiscal year. It will also provide details on what the ministries, departments and agencies will receive for recurrent or housekeeping and capital or development expenses. The tabling of the estimates of expenditure will be preceded by the ceremonial opening of Parliament. During the ceremonial opening, Governor-General Sir Patrick Allen will deliver the throne speech outlining the government's priorities for the new fiscal year, which began on April 1. The estimates of expenditure will be reviewed by the Auditor-General from April 14 to 28, and the Standing Finance Committee of the House will then meet from May 3 to 5 to consider the budget. The Finance Minister is scheduled to open the 2016-2017 budget debate on May 12, where he will inform the nation how the budget for the fiscal year will be funded. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is assuring that steps are being taken to address the issue of free movement of Jamaicans within the Caribbean community, CARICOM. Speaking with JIS News Wednesday, Portfolio Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith said the ministry remains deeply concerned about the recurrence of these issues.
We recognize that Jamaica has sought to address these issues before, so we are therefore keenly aware of and understand the frustrations of Jamaicans on these matters, including those of the private sector, which has made strong pronouncements. We are working to try to achieve a solution, and we will update the public as soon as we've made some progress.
Senator Johnson-Smith says steps are being taken to find a solution at the political level, pointing out that she has had dialogue with Trinidad's Minister of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs, Senator Dennis Moses, on two occasions this week. 12 Jamaicans were recently prevented from entering Trinidad and Tobago. The group complained that they were mistreated while waiting to be returned to Jamaica. The Alternative Pathways to Secondary Education APSE initiative to be implemented in schools for the 2016-2017 academic year will be optional to students. The program will be rolled out on a phased basis and students will be selected based on academic performance. 14 schools have already been selected for the APSE, and it's expected that approximately 10,000 students will be required to matriculate into the program. Chief Education Officer in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Grace McLean, says funding has already been identified.
It's an optional program catering specifically to the needs of those students who will be required to obtain additional subjects and additional competencies and skills to move into the world of work. And so in essence, there may be some of our students who are able to complete on a five-year program. So the 7 years will allow for those of our students, almost 60% of our students, when you look at the overall cohort, who would not have left the secondary level system with five or more CSEC or NVQ, and they now would need to obtain the additional support.
Dr. McLean was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. And the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is moving to boost provisions to young people under the National Youth Service, NYS, and the Jamaica Values and Attitudes, JAMVAT, program. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the ministry will be expanding the capacity of the NYS Summer Employment Program to enable more students to receive valuable work experience.
The NYS program pretty much will be immersed alongside with our ongoing HEART program, the CAP program, and so on. There'll be opportunity for both skills training as well as work experience.
Senator Reid says the ministry is also looking to increase the financial support provided to tertiary-level students under JAMVAT. Under JAMVAT, the government undertakes 30% of the tuition cost, not exceeding $350,000 per annum, for tertiary students who face financial challenges. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.